On today's episode of the Productivity Podcast, I'm going to share with you my June 2016 monthly report. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Productivity Podcast, the show that will supercharge your productivity fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice, and become a Jedi Master of Productivity. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Productivity Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. As always, I really do appreciate your time and attention. And today, this is a very quick episode. I'm just going to share with you the major achievements and highlights from my June 2016 monthly report. So to get straight into it, some key stats from June. I worked a total of 67 hours on my side business. That's about 17 hours a week, just under. My website received about 17,500 sessions by 11,999 users who viewed a total of 35,481 pages. That's about 15 to 20% more traffic than last month. So yeah, I'm pleased with how the website is performing. Finally, I gained about 1,000 new email subscribers last month. So now I've got a total of 10,776 as of the end of June. So yeah, I'm really pleased with how things are going. I think it just goes to show, like, it's amazing thinking back to only a year or two ago when I started this website, starting from nothing, when no one knows about your website, to kind of having an email list and having regular traffic and visitors. It really just goes to show, I think, when you put your mind to something and persist over the long run, just kind of what results you can get while working your full-time job as well. So I hope this can be a bit of a lesson to people listening. If you do have ideas for, like, projects or businesses that you'd like to start or embark on, strongly consider it and give it your all, because it's just amazing how the results can really snowball very quickly. So in terms of major achievements for last month, pretty much the entire focus of June was on producing and launching my new ebook guidelines. The launch finished just yesterday, actually, as of when I'm recording this. And I have to say, I'm really pleased with the response. Thank you to everyone that purchased a copy of Guidelines. If you haven't heard of the book yet, Guidelines is my new ebook that summarizes the main lessons that I've learned from reading about 30 different self-help books. And because I've noticed the same ideas and themes cropping up again and again, I've summarized them all into my ebook Guidelines. And so yeah, thank you to everyone that purchased a copy. It's really humbling. I'm very pleased with the results. It's been an interesting experiment for me, because until now my revenue from my site has come mainly from my personal productivity toolkit, which is a higher priced product. It sells for $150 to $250. And in comparison, Guidelines, when I launched it, was selling for $9 for the ebook and $14 for the ebook and audiobook. So it was interesting to see how the different price points perform. Naturally, I was able to get higher volume from Guidelines, and there were a total of 147 downloads during the 3.5-day launch sale. So yeah, really, really pleased with the results. When it comes to generating those sales, email was actually the clear winner, and converted at about 14.3%. That's conversion in terms of people that click the links in those emails, land on the site, and then purchase. It was about 14%, so I'm really happy with that result. Twitter was surprising as well, converted about 8.2%. And for me, like, social media has always been important, and it definitely has its place in online business. I think it's great for building brand and connecting with your audience, but when it comes to sales, I think email cannot be underrated. So what else can I say about the launch? Well, one of the things that I've learned is to focus on making something that you can validate, that people really want to get value from. When coming up with the idea for the book and what I could make next, I thought about what my users currently get value from, and a lot of my users discover me through the book summaries that I write. So by getting consistent email signups from people finding these summaries, I'd kind of validated this idea that people really like to receive content in, like, a summary format where they can quickly learn about books, for example, and the main lessons from those books. And so this gave me a lot of confidence while writing Guidelines. And the success of the launch proves that, you know, finding and building something that resonates with your audience is super important. Just really interesting. I'm actually thinking maybe going forward into the future in terms of other products I might make, maybe looking at creating something around helping people to launch their own products, maybe doing like a 30-day launch your first product kind of ebook or course or package or something like that. So if that's something that interests you, or if any kind of this marketing stuff interests you, let me know. I'm curious to see if people want to learn more about this kind of thing and doing business online. I know there's a lot of content out there already, but yeah, keen to see if you guys want to learn more about that kind of thing. In terms of other stuff for this month, personal side in my day job, I just finished the accreditation process for becoming a mortgage advisor. So this means I can now submit lending applications to the major banks in New Zealand and give advice on how to manage a mortgage. So yeah, that's it's pretty cool. And only other point is that Hayley and I are just making some great progress planning our 2017 travel. We're planning on going away for 6 months next year, and it's going to be exciting, kind of changing up our routine for a bit. I'm half thinking about vlogging the whole experience and sharing it all via video. So if you think that's a good idea and you want to kind of follow along the journey, let me know. But yeah, I hope you've had a good month. Please let me know what you're working on right now, what you'd like to learn more about, and you can head on over to paulminers.com/41 for the show notes for this episode and for my monthly report. Leave me a comment there. I'd love to see what you're working on and how I can help you. That's it for me. Catch you next time on the Productivity Podcast. My name is Paul Miners, and thank you for listening to this episode of the Productivity Podcast. For me, productivity is a tool for getting more out of life. I believe that if you can be more effective and efficient, not just at work, but in everything that you do, that this, I truly believe, is the pathway to a happier and more fulfilling lifestyle. Join me at paulminers.com and sign up to my free email course, the 7-Day Productivity Plan, to learn more about my approach to productivity and how I balance multiple projects, how I use different apps within my productivity system, and how I get more done with less stress. If you've enjoyed this episode, I'd really appreciate if you could leave me a review. Let me know if you have any questions or what you'd like to learn more about. And who knows, maybe I'll decide to talk about it on the show. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you next time on the Productivity Podcast.